We have a new sponsor to tell you about. We hope you support them. If you own a gun, you need a safe, period. There's no excuse not to keep your firearms out of the wrong hands. Sportsman Steel Safes. Visit Sportsman Steel Safes. They support Armed American Radio. Man, we need to support them. If you're in the market for a safe or you don't have one and you've been thinking about it, call my friend Matt at Sportsman Steel Safe at 888-681-4140. 888-681-4140. Tell him you're an Armed American Radio listener, and he will work up a special deal for you on the spot. And make sure to visit Sportsman Steel Safe at SportsmanSteelSafes.com. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Again, if you're an Armed American Radio listener, they will provide special pricing specifically for you. Tell them you listen to the show. See you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the very Crossbreed Holster Studios mentioned by John Young in that incredible intro. This is Armed American Radio. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, coast to coast. From those toasty beaches of Florida to those crab fishing vessels in Alaska and every state in between. It's a pleasure to have you with me. It is an honor to have you joining me as we talk about your rights, your freedoms, focusing predominantly, of course, Armed American Radio on your right to keep and bear arms. My guest for the hour, I got to tell you, is a great friend. And my favorite, he's the only guest I name the segment after. The Alan Corwin Experience begins right now. Alan Corwin, welcome to the show, my friend.
A pleasure as always, Mark. I am honored, flattered, delighted, and thanks for blowing all the smoke up my skirt.
We've got so much to talk about, Alan. You know, people said a long time ago, can you really talk about this for 3 hours? Oh, my God.
They have no idea. There's nobody else on the air doing it. Well, not nobody anymore, but the mainstream doesn't discuss this subject at all, and I'll be doing it big time next week in something I'm going to talk to you about in just a little while.
Well, I'll tell you what. Interestingly enough, can you talk about this stuff all the time? There is a piece running right now that just published on Fox News today, minutes ago, right now. They just keep throwing material at you. States look to gun seizure law after mass killings.
What does that mean? Listen
to the headline. States look to gun seizure law after mass killings.
Is there some particular mass killing they're talking about, or is this in general?
Hartford, Connecticut, quoting from an Associated Press piece now running on Fox News. As state officials across the U.S. grapple with how to prevent mass killings like the ones at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, and near the University of California, Santa Barbara, some are turning to a gun seizure law pioneered in Connecticut 15 years ago. Connecticut's law allows judges to order guns temporarily seized after police present evidence that a person is a danger to themselves or others. A court hearing must be held within 14 days to determine whether to return the guns or authorize the state to hold them for up to a year. Indiana is the only other state that has such a law passed in 05, and after a police officer was shot to death by a mentally ill man. Now listen to this. California and New Jersey lawmakers are now considering similar statutes. I can assure you California and New Jersey are considering all kinds of statutes, not just that. Both proposed in the wake of the killings of six people, three stabbed to death and three fatally shot. But it doesn't say anything in the headline about knife seizure.
Yeah, but that's a small view that all the gun bubbers are taking. Let's look at this in the big picture, Mark.
Macro, baby, go. It's
and
yours. Take the mic.
The reason you name this segment as you do, where the image is so distorted, they're still talking about a couple of psychotics years ago, or a long time ago, where is the states looking at gun issuance laws to arm people for all the people who are alive today because they had a readily accessible, fully loaded firearm when they were assaulted by a criminal? And we know from 13 separate scholarly studies that guns are used hundreds of thousands of times every year to save lives and stop crime. Now, this happens all the time but doesn't get news coverage. Hundreds of thousands of people are alive today or have stopped crimes because they had guns. So where are the stories about this, and where are the states that are demanding more education in the schools on tactics, strategy, how firearms protect people, and get that news out there? Where I had an AP bureau chief once tell me, we won't run stories about people who protect themselves with guns because that might encourage other people to behave the same way. We can't do that. We could have copycats of people protecting themselves with guns. Well, if they won't have that happen, they don't want to have copycats protecting themselves, how can they possibly justify running stories on these mass psychotics? Aren't they afraid they'll have copycats of that? What's wrong with having copycats of people who are protecting their lives? And in fact, there are a lot of people doing that, and the media suppresses those stories. So here you are all excited about they're going to try and confiscate guns from everybody who didn't do anything because a maniac went crazy in a school a year ago. And they're going to use that today to deny everybody civil rights. And it's insane. That's what's insane.
It's predictable also, unfortunately.
Why do you say
in
that?
America today? Well, this is the type of, I'm actually surprised we didn't see some type of reaction like this a year and a half ago.
We did. We've been seeing this reaction since then.
Well, we have been. We've been seeing it in Colorado, but as far as making a headline story now about gun seizures, we're looking after it. Why didn't we hear? You know,
Alan, Why now? Is this 18 months later? I've lost
18 months later.
So why now? They've been doing this ever since. And Mayor Bloomberg, ex-Mayor Bloomberg, billionaire Michael Bloomberg, instead of standing up and doing this on his own, has created two shell organizations, and now the stories say Mothers Against Whatever They're Called and Moms For Whatever They're Called says XYZ. This is really him putting words in their mouths. They're not real groups. They're funded shell organizations so that he can get out a message he wants and not have to say it himself and supposedly give it more credibility. And the media usually pays lip service to the fact that it's a Bloomberg-funded group, but they don't make it clear that this is just a message they're promoting. It's not reality in any fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And they just do it. There's no ethics. There's no ethical board to bring them up on charges to. There's no way to enforce the Society of Professional Journalism Ethics Code, the Associated Press Ethics Code. If you go to my website, gunlaws.com, on the left, if you scroll down, there's a button to read news media accuracy and the ethics codes, and you read them, and you're like in shock. There are ethics codes. The stuff they do is simply not allowed, but there's no enforcement mechanism. In fact, there's not even an ombudsman. That's the person who's supposed to watch out for your interests. They got rid of all the ombudsmen, so there's no longer anybody to complain to. Mm-hmm. There's an opinion editor. But these complaints don't make the news. In fact, I'm teaching a class now on how to get into the news so that you can make these complaints so you can get your voice heard. But by and large, they don't want to hear it. You'd have to buy space in the newspaper to get this message out.
You know, we talked with Alan Gottlieb in the previous hour in segment two about a NBC piece titled From His Cold Dead Hands, When Should Grandpa Give Up His Guns?
I missed that one. What a nice public interest piece.
You know, what this is it's difficult to prove, but you can put two and two together and make five. When Bloomberg's money began flowing freely, Alan, these stories began popping up in the media more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut looking at this. Cold, when should Grandpa give up his guns? This is, of course, a concerted effort by a multitude of anti-gun groups who are now feeding. I call them Bloomberg milk jug juggers. You can take a look. You can figure that metaphor out yourself. But they're simply chasing his money. When that money started to freely flow, we began seeing more and more and more of this. Is this an effort coming from that camp?
It is amazing to see how many stories are appearing in what's supposed to be a newspaper that are simply concepts. He hired Saatchi & Saatchi, the New York advertising agency, mm-hmm. and other groups to dream up ideas for how can we attack guns culturally, socially, metaphorically, metaphysically. What can we do to outlaw the great American concept of an independent armed nation? And he's spending money to do it outside the law, within the law, with shell organizations, with make-believe. And who's got $50 million to simply throw at it? Nobody. Mm-hmm. And the media is complicit in this dastardly dark scheme, and they do it as if it's news. It's stunning.
I want to get education
on the subject.
All right, listen, we're getting ready to take a break, and I've got so much to talk with you about. I'm going to start rolling through some of these points with you. So I'll set this question up with you and then let you run with it when we come back from the break. I haven't had an opportunity to speak with you on this program yet about the phony 74 mass shooting, or school shootings, I should say, since Newtown, that the moms demand action, and in probably a safer bet to say the every town for
numbers.
Gun safety.
Right.
Yeah, concocting these numbers, and of course they have been discredited since then. But I want to talk with you about that as well and find out, why isn't the mainstream media, are they blatantly, do they not, it's a lie, yet nobody corrects the story. We'll get your opinion on that when we come back here on Armed American Radio with Alan Corwin. The Alan Corwin Experience continues right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, check out all of our fine sponsors. G-Code Holsters, Crossbreed Holsters, Sportsman Steel Safe, the Second Amendment Foundation, Car Arms, Caltech, and many, many, many others. Support the companies that support this program that make it possible to bring freedom and fill your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio to the nation's airwaves every single week. One of the fastest growing radio programs in the country. We're very proud of that.
Yep.
Alan Corwin, I asked you before the break about, you know, this bogus 74 number. We were talking about Bloomberg, and you can't talk about this anymore without these lies being parroted from a quote unquote propaganda mainstream media in the tank progressive machine. I mean, that's what it is anymore. It's just a mouthpiece. I did a Google search while Shepard Smith was parroting that number and debunked it within minutes before his segment was over. You mean to tell me the news media can't do this, Alan?
That's not what it's about. The news media is completely corrupt at this point, the mainstream media. They don't tell the truth. When it comes to guns, the accuracy is near zero. When I give a talk on this subject, you know, I'm on the Speaker's Bureau for Accuracy in Media in Washington, D.C. And when I give a talk on this subject, I try and get people to understand how bad this is. Now, the anti-rights people, I never call them anti-gun people because this isn't about guns. It's about rights, human rights, civil rights. The anti-rights people are making up statistics. We have 13 scholarly studies that show at least 700,000 defensive gun uses a year. They don't run these in the newspaper. They only run gun crimes. John Lott did the studies. They have not been refuted on news coverage in the New York Times, the USA Today, and the Washington Post. Tens of thousands of words on gun crime, no words on defensive gun use. So the public gets a lopsided image. Let me give you a current example. In the George Zimmerman self-defense case that the media wants to call the Trayvon Martin murder case, that was a self-defense case. He was acquitted. The civil rights charges against him were dropped twice. It was self-defense. The jury found unanimous decision, self-defense. So the George Zimmerman self-defense case that they keep calling the murder case, but he claimed self-defense, it was self-defense, keep claiming it wrong. They kept talking about iced tea. It only went out for iced tea. He went out for watermelon juice. There was a picture of the watermelon juice can in the evidence bag that everybody could see and everybody got, and Anderson Cooper sat there on CNN and repeatedly talked about iced tea. There was no iced tea. It was watermelon juice. They wouldn't say it. It was a lie. It was a blatant lie. There was a picture. CNN ran the picture. They didn't want to say black kid and watermelon juice, because they're all racist, and they see it as a stereotype. But it was the truth. So they said iced tea. So they said, well, it was the iced tea company. No, it's the Arizona Beverage Company, and the Arizona Beverage Company is in Westbury, New York. The whole thing's a lie. And when I talk to my friends who are journalists in the Society of Professional Journalists, we just had a meeting here, I can't get them to accept the fact that it was a lie. They want to change it. They don't want to believe it. They can't wrap their heads around it. And this is the simple factual matter. So they'll go, well, okay, so it wasn't iced tea. But if you don't accept that as blatant and self-evident as possible, how are you going to deal with the fact that they're making up this 74 shootings number when John Lott's research shows that maybe there were 15 over a period of 18 months, which is lower than the amounts of crime that happen almost anywhere, and all the rest were gang shootings and off campus and not really related. They're trying to make guns look bad. They don't report on self-defense and decent uses. They suppress anything good about firearms. You can't study guns in school, without which you can't really study history, because history is a study of armed conflict. They completely distort the image. And we're supposed to accept this as news? It's just, it's insanity. There's no ethics. There's no honor. There's no righteous journalism. It's, they're giving you iced tea. It's iced tea, and it's really watermelon juice. That's how accurate it is. That's what we face. It's obnoxious. It's horrible. It's embarrassing to say you're a journalist at this point.
Yeah, it's sad, is what it is.
It's
beyond
sad. It's cultural Marxism. It's an attempt to get you think differently, suppress language, control the debate by controlling the words, suppressing information. It's cultural Marxism right out of the box to destroy America's freedom in subtle ways.
Dumbing down
control
America.
The media. Dumbing down. Control the media. Control the message. Control the message. Control the masses. We know where that came from. You know, the lie. Let's talk about the lie for a moment. Very, very important people understand this lie. Every town for gun safety. And I ask you, go to the website.
What a great name, huh?
If you're going to yeah, right. I'm still looking for the ranges. You know, I tried to get on my local range the other day, and I couldn't. Every town for gun safety had it all booked up teaching safety classes. Every town. Of course I am. Everytown.org. Get on there.
Like that, Mark, a lot of people miss. They take the words at face value. Every town for gun safety does nothing about gun safety, doesn't teach gun safety classes, can't recite the first three rules of gun safety at all, and doesn't want gun safety. They take the Democrat principle, which is this. Guns are okay as long as they don't work.
Or as long as we have them and the masses don't. And that, again, that's another message that we see from the hypocrisy of those like Feinstein and Bloomberg, surrounded by security and so forth. But I ask people, Alan, to go over to everytown.org, get on their email address and watch what they're up to. We're talking about the lie. The 74 school shootings since Newtown has been thoroughly debunked by multiple sources and, in fact, has been reported. Even CNN printed a retraction. Yet on the front page of the everytown.org website, there have been at least 74 school shootings since Newtown.
Well, you're allowed to lie. Free speech doesn't prevent that. You're not allowed to lie to the FBI or to Congress or to a police officer. That's actually a crime. I wrote a book on free speech. In fact,
unless you're the IRS.
Yeah, right. You can't lie to the IRS. If you go to gunlaws.com, I wrote a book on free speech called Bomb Jokes at Airports and all the things you're not allowed to say anymore. And you can lie in a bar and tell some gal that you're actually an airline pilot or anything but a federal officer, and you might get lucky. And that's still allowed, although I don't know how much longer that'll be allowed. But you're allowed to be a Bloomberg shill and lie with statistics and try and get these things to happen and call yourself Every Town for Gun Safety when you're really Every Town for Gun Confiscation and Every Town for Rights Denial, which is what it is, and then pay for it. Why doesn't the media ask, how many members have you got? What do you actually do? What is your purpose and how are you? Who are you really? They would do that about a pro-rights group that's trying to teach kids how to shoot and how to be safe with a firearm, and the media is just not doing its job.
Haven't for quite some time. Corrupt is the applicable term. The Alan Corwin Experience continues here on Armed American Radio right after these messages. You've just gotten a taste so far. Much more to come.
You're a 23 May bring this?
Yes.
clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters, here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off your everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's Emerson Knives.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Scott Bach. You may remember Scott Bach. Scott is our friend here on Armed American Radio, is the executive director of the New Jersey Association of Rifle and Pistol Clubs. Tough job they have up in that gun-hating state, politically gun-hating state. Mm. Governor Christie vetoed A2006, magazine, New Jersey's version of a high-capacity magazine ban. Here's what Scott said.
after months of intense battle over this misguided legislation that won't stop another crime or prevent another tragedy, we are grateful that Governor Christie has heard the voice of the outdoor community and ended the discussion. The governor clearly recognizes the difference between legislation that punishes violent criminals versus legislation that targets the rights of law-abiding citizens. A well-thought-out position, and one that Scott has fought valiantly for up in New Jersey for quite some time. A state, by the way, where they measure success in the pro-rights community by virtue of bad legislation they're able to stop rather than movement of good legislation they're able to get signed, sadly. Here's what the anti-gun groups said. The very day that grieving parents of children slain in Sandy Hook Elementary School brought 55,000 petitions asking the governor, 55,000, by the way, 10,000 were from New Jersey, asking the governor to do the right thing for public safety, he did exactly the wrong thing, said Brian Miller, executive director of Heeding God's Call, a faith-based group that pushes for more gun control measures.
Mm.
Wow.
What?
The governor failed in his opportunity to do something simple, effective, and instant for the safety of New Jersey's homes, schools, and communities. Now, I want to take this question to my guest, Alan Corwin of gunlaws.com, the Alan Corwin Experience, and I'm let him run with this. Alan, this is yet again evidence of the anti-gun or gun control groups, again, using emotion and exploiting tragedy, looking for feel-good legislation that won't work, and here's why. New Jersey already has a 15-round magazine capacity limit. They consider that now to be high capacity and wanted to lower it to 10. Your take on all of this, including the governor's veto.
The whole idea of limiting the amount of ammunition an innocent person can have is based in ignorance. You want to have the same amount of ammunition as the police have because you face the same criminals the police have, and giving you less ammunition is dangerous. And people who push for this don't understand the issues. So they go to emotional appeals because people will respond to that, and if they dealt with the factual side of this, those arguments would evaporate. Now, I'm planning something on this, Mark, and I said at the beginning of the broadcast that I would give you some news, and I'll break this here, but I can't give you all the details. This week, in the Washington, D.C. regional edition of USA Today, I'm going to have a feature in the middle of the week. I don't have the exact day, but I'll have a feature that exposes the truth on issues like this, and it is groundbreaking. Because people who are pushing for things like this, limit the amount of ammunition that innocent people can have, as if that would save lives, we're going to spill the beans on that lie. And it's going to shake things up. I wish I could tell you more, and I've been working feverishly for weeks on getting this together. But it breaks this week in USA Today in the Washington, D.C. area. Now, if you understood what magazine capacity limits do, they restrict the innocent and they don't affect the criminals. And the only reason to do that is because you're ignorant and don't understand the issues. If you're ignorant, take the bullets away, seems to make sense. But you would never say that to the police, except the police always get their second, don't they? It's always the victim who is the first responder. The media always calls the police the first responders, but it's the people who are being attacked who are the first responders. The police are the second responders, and the media doesn't get it. They broadcast bad information, and it doesn't sink in. The police get there and string out tape and take notes and try and figure out what happened because they're the second responders. And the first responders, they're the ones who face the criminals, and giving them less bullets in a small gun that doesn't work well is a very bad approach to stopping crime.
Hey, that might be a good place to segue into Christie's comments, which, you know, I am at odds with Christie on a number of issues, but I am willing to give credit where credit is due on his veto of this bill. Not only did he veto it, he also rewrote it. and sent it back. But here's one quote of several about his veto. The governor said, "This is the very embodiment of reform in name only. It simply defies common sense to believe that imposing a new and entirely arbitrary number of bullets that can be lawfully loaded into a firearm will somehow eradicate or even reduce future instances of mass violence. Nor is it sufficient to claim that a 10-round capacity might spare an 11th victim."
He got it right.
The antis
don't like that. They don't want to face that. They want to think that if you limit the amount of ability a person has to respond to a criminal, things will be good. The criminals aren't going to respond to this. What, can we limit the police? If this makes sense, can we limit the police, the amount of ammunition they have? Why wouldn't you do that? Would the police go along with such a thing? Of course not, because it's dangerous. Limiting the amount of ammunition a person has is dangerous. The people who are afraid of guns, who have this innate terror based in ignorance, just want guns to go away. And for some reason, that doesn't connect with the idea that they don't really want them to go away. They want the police to have them all. Now, if you go into the black community and you say, "We're going to give all the guns to the police, the man, the pig, they're going to have all the guns," all of a sudden, that's not such a good idea. And while the Democrats right now are okay with Obama having all the guns, when George Bush was in power, that didn't make so much sense. And if you go into the Jewish community, they're largely anti-rights on the gun issue. They don't want the public to have guns. But if you go back in history, the idea that the German police had all the guns and the Jews had none, that didn't make a whole lot of sense either. And if you go to the group Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, based in Wisconsin, they've done the studies, and all the major genocides were preceded by programs to limit or reduce or delete all the guns the public had, because then genocide can take place without too much worry. Mm-hmm. If the public is armed, then genocide's very tough. Now, we've never had a genocide here. If you don't consider the blacks in the South, and you don't consider the Indians who were disarmed, and if you found Indians with guns, that was a crime. But if you eliminate that, we haven't really had a problem with genocide, and we just coincidentally happen to be armed to the teeth. And if you ignore all those facts and you put your head in the sand, then an armed public doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you consider those facts, maybe that's why we're the linchpin of freedom on the face of the earth. Maybe these things are related. Maybe this is why everybody wants to get to America, because we have a freedom that nobody else has. Maybe these things are important, and you can't discuss them in school, because then you'd have to say the word gun, and now if you say the word gun, or you eat a toaster cake the wrong way and it looks like a gun, the police freak out, and the public freaks out, and the teachers freak out, and that has to be fixed. And that's a cultural change that I want to see happen.
What a perfect place to end the segment with Alan Corwin, the wit and wisdom of the Alan Corwin Experience here on Armed American Radio. And I'm proud to be able to bring him to you so that you can hear this. Well, it's fascinating stuff, Alan. We appreciate it. When we come back, more with Alan Corwin. Visit gunlaws.com to read up more about this man. Back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yeah, baby. Gotta love that. I know that little guy knows how to recite the Second Amendment. Does your child know the text of the Second Amendment? During last break, Alan closed out. We were talking about chewing Pop-Tart pastries, for example, into firearms, getting kids in trouble. And we posted up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page earlier in the week about a Fox News story, suspension of a Maryland boy who actually chewed the pastry into the shape of a pop gun, was affirmed. His suspension was from this kid was suspended for chewing his Pop-Tart in what appeared to be the shape of, it's just ludicrous. This is a Democrat-controlled, anti-gun, hysterical state. And here's what we put up there, in a quote from the column, Alan Corwin, that said, the story references the increased sensitivity to guns following Sandy Hook that allowed for his for the seven-year-old's suspension. It's incredible, isn't it?
Well, it's incredible, but take hope. Oh, ye of little faith. I have a new press release I'm working on. Florida takes the lead in best gun laws race. They have a Pop-Tart law that takes the cake. They're putting into place a protective law, and I'm double-checking this. I'm pretty sure it was enacted. But they're going to criminalize anything that does that. where if a psychologist, a school, an official gets on anybody for mentioning firearms or doing anything that ought to be legal, that person gets in trouble for violating free expression, free speech, assembly, right to free play when no harm is caused.
Good.
Now, let me point out to you and tell you here, I'll break this to you, that it was in fact signed.
Oh, good.
That on Friday, June 20th, Florida Governor Rick Scott signed all five pro-gun bills into law.
There we go.
Which made history in the state of Florida, at signing more pro-gun bills into law in one term than any other governor in Florida history. And let's run down those laws quickly.
Thank you.
We applaud Florida. Number one, HB 89, which is the threatened use of force, was signed into law. SB 424, to stop insurance discrimination against gun owners, was signed into law. Okay. HB 7029, the Pop-Tart bill, or the Zero Tolerance bill, as you're referring.
I've got it right here in front of me.
Was signed into law. HB 523, Concealed Weapon Firearms License Fast Track, was signed into law. And HB 525, Protection of Concealed Weapons Firearms License Holder Information, making it impossible for New York zealots through a Florida Freedom of Information Act to publicize your name.
Good.
If you're a Florida firearm permit. And well over one plus some million of you are. So congratulations to Florida. Also, congratulations to the state of Georgia. On July 1st, the Guns Everywhere bill went into law. Fantastic there. Kansas, great gun laws. Alan, we're actually winning this fight, yet you would never know it if you were a headline surfer following mainstream media stories, wouldn't you?
Well, that's an interesting point, and I have stories about this up at gunlaws.com. Both sides have a sense that they're losing. If you go to meetings of the left and you hang out, and I recommend this, that you get to know the other side and know the opposition and learn how to stay in there without your head exploding. They feel like they're losing. Everybody's got a permit. Everybody's got a gun. You can buy guns anywhere. There's no loopholes. Or there are loopholes. They think they're losing. And if you hang out with the rights and the tea parties, we're getting taxed to death, and they're coming after us, and they want our guns, and they feel like they're losing. So that's a positive sign, really. On the gun front, we are doing very well, but the threats are gigantic and very real. I have that Florida law in front of me, and they made it a crime to make it a crime or to attack anybody for, listen to this, brandishing a partially consumed pastry or other food item, possessing a toy firearm or weapon that is less than 2 inches in length, possessing a toy firearm or weapon made of plastic snap-together building blocks, using a finger
Legos.
Or hand to simulate a firearm, vocalizing an imaginary firearm, because this is how crazy these people are getting. Drawing a picture or possessing an image of a firearm, using a pencil, pen, or other writing or drawing utensil to simulate a firearm, and if you actually threaten somebody with a simulated firearm or disrupt the school, yes, then that is a problem, and there are penalties and ways of dealing with it.
Wow.
But we're moving back to sanity. We need to do that, and without a way to teach about firearm safety in school, we're going backwards and we're causing harm, and that has to be fixed, and that's what I wanted to see. And I want to let your listeners in Virginia know, I know you got some stations in Virginia, keep your eye on USA Today this week for a special column that I've developed that is going to help turn this thing around. I wish I could tell you more. I've been going crazy working on that and a business plan to save the Second Amendment. I want to use the free market to save the Second Amendment because it is in perilous danger, and I can't reveal too much about that. This is very different for me. Gunlaws.com is all wide open. Here are the laws. This is how it works. National directory, books so that you know what you're doing, everything in plain English. And now I've got two programs underway that I can't fully reveal what I'm up to until it's out there. This week, the USA Today thing breaks. I've worked with them. I'm working with other people. It's a real big deal. And hopefully it'll make national news. We'll see what happens. And with people like Mark, we'll get some exposure. But we're fighting back as hard and strong as we can. People who go to gunlaws.com can get on my email list, and I'll notify you personally when things like this break. And I guess it's fun, Mark. You enjoy what you're doing. I enjoy what I'm doing. I'd rather do this than jump in the pool. Although I'll tell you, it's been a long day and a long weekend. Maybe when we're done and I'm hot and sweaty, maybe I'll jump in the pool and then I'll eat dinner. I don't think I ate lunch today.
Wow. And you are out in that beautiful Scottsdale area. I've got to tell you, it's my favorite place in the world. I'm looking forward to getting back out there before this year is up, and I'll certainly notify you of that when it occurs. Alan, I have to ask you a question.
Down to 106.
No.
Isn't that great? No. Isn't that great? I have to ask you this question. You said we're getting back to sanity. Let me ask you this. Are we getting back to sanity? The Florida State Legislature had to write, debate, committee, and vote on a Pop-Tart bill.
Well, we got away.
Is that getting back to sanity? It seems like insanity that this is where we've gotten.
I want to see comitatus laws, laws that put legislators and officials in prison when they do things that violate the Constitution and their oath of office. So it's not enough to say you can't do this. It's got to say anyone who does this goes to jail.
Well, now you're crossing the thin blue line.
Why?
Because now you have, I don't say we're out of time, unfortunately.
Again,
it never fails. Alan Corwin, gunlaws.com. Alan, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. And on very short notice to boot, we'll have you back very soon. Fan favorite and a close friend of mine makes him a close friend of yours. Gunlaws.com. Gunlaws.com. Sign up for Alan's page 9 email alerts. You will not regret it. Visit gunlaws.com for a dose of what you heard here every single day. Get your head right. Remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. When we come back, Rob Pincus will be here. We're going to kind of dissect the target statement and what it means to you. And we'll find out, get his opinion. Did the Moms Demand Action really win? I don't think so. Back right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.